WMFO is...
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you? You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push him right to the edge.
This is the new color. It's a fire puppy. It's fire. It's an orange.
I only like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
Hi, we're John and Vince from the band Cake, and we're fast losing our hearing, and music is our only livelihood, so it really leaves us in a desperate and depressing situation. If we had worn earplugs, if we had been smart, we could have averted this, but now it's pretty much over.
So wear your earplugs, please.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You have to accept the fact that the government totally wants to provide surveillance on every part of your life. They want to know when you're eating. They want to know if you're eating a cheeseburger, which is very bad because Bill Gates wants you to eat his fake meat that grows in a peach tree dish. So you'll probably get a little zap inside your body and that say, no, no, don't eat a real cheeseburger. You need to eat the fake burger, the fake meat from Bill Gates. They probably also want to know when you go to the bathroom.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
It's my show. I can do whatever I want, so I am.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wire tripped?
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnily, it's layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds. Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Right about now, you're about to be possessed.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's time.
Put your hands together, welcome.
The best DJ in the world.
And you know this,
yeah.
Man.
It's time, we're gonna go back.
Whoa, this DJ kicks ass.
Yeah, he kicks it, he kicks it.
Let me kick it.
Kicking the old school. And dropping the fat beat.
Now, here comes the music.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage here on WMFO in Medford. Yeah, that's right. It's no ordinary radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies and TV shows, sometimes documentaries and political speeches, real-world historical events even, mixed in between and on top of the music. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Buchert. And, well, tonight we're back with the third episode in what's turned out to be another Tears of the Gods subseries, Electronica and, well, this evening, it's Electronica and Exotica. And in this episode, we've got two featured artists for you, the Crystal Method and Martin Denny, the father of Exotica, which is a musical genre that's named after his 1957 vinyl album of that same name. It's associated with the 1950s and 1960s tiki culture, which is that somewhat inaccurate fantasy of Polynesia and the Pacific and the South Seas and Asia and other places that were exotic to Westerners. Also, the Amazon and the Caribbean and Africa were also some places exotica. So Martin Denny described this musical style as a combination of the South Pacific and the Orient, what a lot of people imagine the islands to be like. It's pure fantasy, though, he said. And while the instruments that they... while the South Seas forms the core region of Exotica, it really reflects more musical impressions of every place, from the standard travel destinations to the mystical Shangri-Las that people dreamt of in their armchairs. And also another factor in this was the Hawaii Ania kind of fad that came over in 1959. Well, actually before that, when they were talking about making Hawaii a state, which it eventually did in 1959, along with Alaska. And they use all different kinds of instruments in Exotica. Conga and bongos and vibes and Indonesian and Burmese gongs and these bamboo sticks that are called boobams. And a Tahitian log, a Chinese bell tree, and Japanese kodos. And then they've also got these other sounds, like bird calls and the roars of big cats and shrieks from primates, and kind of evoking the sounds of the jungle. And although Martin Denny used these authentic musical instruments of indigenous people in his recordings, he was never really too concerned about being authentic with his material in this way or his interpretations of them. As he told one interviewer, "My music has always been like fiction, no authenticity. I didn't want to make African music. I only wanted to suggest how African music might sound." So we began the show with, well, some excerpts from Chase Carson's original intro. God bless him, wherever he is. And then, we heard a public service message about the importance of protecting your hearing from cake. Yeah, because they didn't. And, that's tremendously devastated John and Vince. And we also heard, an audio clip from actually James the Old School Junkie about the new color of some fentanyl that he was taking. And we're going to be having in the second hour a Brian Eno remix of an interview with James the Old School Junkie, who actually is living homeless in San Francisco, or at least he was February a year ago, and he really liked it, and he'll explain what's going on with that. A very sad story. Also, we heard U.S. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene talking about how Bill Gates wants to make everybody eat cheeseburgers, fake meat that's grown in, yes, this is what she said there, in peach tree dishes. And then some more of her ranting, which accompanies the Chuck Yu introduction about the views and opinions being those of the participants. And not necessarily those of Tufts University or the hosts like me, the producer, yeah. And then we got onto the music with Martin Denny, the title track from Exotica. And I want to thank Coffee and Smoke's Alex Piandez so much for turning me on to the Ultra Lounge series, which this Exotica is represented in there. And it's just a whole lot of really incredible music. And you aren't going to find this on the commercial radio stations. You'll find them on some of our sister stations like WMBR and the other college radio stations, but not on commercial radio stations. Oh, no. So that's why you're tuning in here to WMFO in Medford. So backing me up right now is Martin Denny. And this is a song called Quiet Village. So the structure of tonight's show is we've got just three more sets for you, each about a half hour long. In the next set, besides Martin Denny, we're also going to hear Les Baxter, who should be given credit for starting Exotica, which Martin Denny picked up and went all the way with, but Les Baxter was starting it out. And also we're going to be hearing the incredible Peruvian singer Mia Sumac with her almost five-octave vocal range. And the Crystal Method being our featured artists as well. I'm going to start off with a song from them that I'm going to send out to Arthur, who years ago, back in 2018, called in when I was playing it and turned me on to Public Service Broadcasting, a British band formed in 2009 that makes extensive use of sampling. And from there, we went on to have our Race for Space program featuring their epic album of the same name, a real sound collage. So thanks, Arthur. This one's going out to you. This is the Miyagi remix of High Roller, all about Apollo 8 going to the moon, making the first trip around the moon.
All right, you wanna go? All right, you wanna
Hard liquor served past 8 o'clock. Do you want a virgin?
Maybe, but I'll have a couple of drinks first.
Here we go! cigars and light the fires, Big Daddy.
This is Freeman Dyson, and you're listening to Tears of the Gods on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
You know, there are many passages from the Satanic Bible that deal with evolution. Even in the book's introduction itself, there's no doubt that LaVey was directly influenced by Darwinian evolution when he established the Church of Satan, an anti-God religion. This is why it's so important for us to spread the truth about Genesis. We must oppose the anti-God religion of evolution that pervades our education systems worldwide.
So she forces virtually everyone who looks at her to do a double take.
I must admit, I do get a certain perverse pleasure out of it.
Hey!
You're tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, community, and even sometimes educational radio. Our theme this evening is called Electronica and Exotica. And we've got two featured artists for you. The Crystal Method, a very electronic band, and Martin Denny, the father of Exotica, a musical genre that's named after his 1957 vinyl album of that same name. We kicked off the set with the Miyagi remix of the Crystal Method's High Roller, which we actually heard the original version in our intro set. This one was the Miyagi remix is on the 10th anniversary Vegas Deluxe album, which is all remixes by other artists of songs from the original Vegas album. And, well, it's all pretty rockin'. And then we heard Martin Denny with The Love Dance. And Mr. Spock from Star Trek in there, too. Right at the beginning of the Crystal, the Chemical Brothers, Hey Boy and Hey Girl from their Surrender album. And then it was Les Baxter who created the earliest Exotica, sort of 1950s view, fantasy view of faraway Asian Oriental places. And then we heard my Remix Mania version of Goldfrapp's Number One, which was originally remixed by Alan Braxy and Fred Falke after Goldfrapp's original version. And then the amazing Peruvian singer Mia Sumac with her almost 5-octave vocal range performed We Moany Way. And I found both the Les Baxter and the Mia Sumac on Ultra Lounge Volume 1, Mondo Exotica. Thanks again, Coffee and Smokes Alex. And finally, we concluded with Moby's remix of Orbital's Speed Freak. Backing me up right now is Martin Denny and this musical fantasy composition is called Aku Aku. And I found this one on Exotica, the best of Martin Denny. You know, spring, summer, and fall are terrific times of the year to go outdoors and explore our Boston area public parks and paths, but they are also the primary growing seasons for poison ivy. The leaves of the three-leafed poison ivy plant contain an oily resin that causes an allergic, itchy skin rash in many people, which can last for weeks. Although usually green, new leaf shoots can be reddish green, while in the fall, the leaves turn vivid orange, red, and yellow autumn colors. In New England, poison ivy is commonly seen along roadsides, woodland edges, riverbanks, and trails. It can grow as a vine around trees. So there's actually like poison ivy trees. It can also grow as